Here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 6th of December, 2016. It's the birthday of Ira Gershwin, born New York City, Israel Gershovitz, 1896. His brother George started to write songs, and Ira was a fan of Gilbert and Sullivan, so he wrote the lyrics. He wrote the lyrics to I Got Rhythm. It's wonderful. They can't take that away from me. Embraceable You. Many other songs. 1947, on this day, Everglades National Park was dedicated, the first national park dedicated chiefly for the biological diversity it contained. A woman named Marjorie Stoneman Douglas wrote the definitive book on the park. It came out that same year, The Everglades River of Grass. She wrote, there are no other Everglades in the world. They are unique in the simplicity, the diversity, the related harmony of the forms of life they enclose. It's the birthday of the photographer Alfred Eisenstadt, born in Germany in the town of Dirschau, 1898, photographed for Life magazine for years. Best known for a picture he took on August 14, 1945, Times Square, New York, a sailor kissing a nurse. He liked to use natural light. He used a Leica because it was lighter. He said, I was walking through the crowds on VJ Day looking for pictures, noticed a sailor coming my way, grabbing every woman he could find and kissing them all. Then I noticed the nurse standing in that crowd. I focused on her, and just as I'd hoped, the sailor came along, grabbed the nurse, and bent down to kiss her. Now, if this girl hadn't been a nurse, if she'd been dressed in dark clothing, I wouldn't have had a picture. And it was on this date, 1768, the first volume of the Encyclopedia Britannica was published. First general knowledge encyclopedia written in the English language, several thousand pages long. It no longer comes out in print. The 2010 edition was the last, although, of course, it lives on the Internet. Here's a poem for today by Paul Hostofsky, Hegemony. Three of my cousins are deaf, but I have lots of cousins, so the deaf ones were always in the minority at family gatherings where they'd commandeer a couch or the kitchen table and juggle their hands. It was a language the rest of us didn't understand because we never bothered to learn it. Their conversations and our conversations sailed along contiguously, like ships passing in the night or like an English frigate passing over a deaf submarine during détente. One by one, they got married to three deaf spouses. So then there were six, and one of them ended up having two deaf children. So then there were eight. Eventually, they all divorced and remarried other deaf people with deaf stepchildren and deaf exes and deaf in-laws and deaf cousins. And before we knew it, we were totally outnumbered at the family gatherings and consigned to a corner of the sectional, whispering and ducking the flying hands, feeling rather small and blind like moles or voles trembling in the shadows of the raptors. Hegemony, a poem by Paul Hostofsky from Hurt into Beauty, published by Future Cycle Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by WordPress.com, where millions go to share their passions on personal and professional blogs, now offering custom .blog domain names, WordPress.com. And by Staples, offering printer ink and toner cartridges for home and business, with in-store print shops offering customized presentations, booklets, and manuals. In-store and online, Staples make more happen. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.